I'm on tour in the late 90s and playing shows in warehouses. And the end of the gig, I'm hanging out, having the normal conversation, you know, post-gig. You're talking about which scenes are happening, talking about how to hack telephone dialers so you can make free phone calls, so you can book tours, you know, the Hollow Earth, you know, shape-shifting reptilians, you know, this normal kind of banter. And the conversation turns to a drug called Salvia divinorum. And the way it was told to me at that time was, they're like, listen, man, this isn't a drug. It takes you to another dimension. And there's beans there. Everyone goes there. I'm like, wow, okay. 5 years later, I'm on tour again at another weirdo spot, warehouse in Texas. They made their money to fund their project by manufacturing and extracting Salvinorin A, which is the active compound in Salvia divinorum. And when they told me that, I'm like, okay, give it to me. So I sit there, I'm smoking it, nothing's happening. It hits me. Wow. My whole body turns inside out. All my nerves open up. It's the opposite of chill. Unfun. And so, not in my body, and I'm going to another dimension. And there are beings there, and they're saying, come on, we've been waiting for you. This is, you know, and I feel the sense I have in my body is like, I've been waiting for this experience my entire life. And they're like, yes, you have. Come on. So I find myself, 2008, I'm here in Baltimore, hanging out with the friendly neighborhood psychedelic researchers at Bayview and finishing up a drug study. And they're like, well, we're thinking about doing a Salvinorin A drug study. And my brain's like, oh, boy, this is going to be heavy. Okay, of course, I have to do this. So I do, like, you know, there are like 20 sessions, and they're increasing dosage and exploring it more and more. Still the opposite of chill. Very intense. And the crazy thing about those experiences, they felt like not only was I going to another dimension, it was the same dimension every time. And each experience was a serial. It kept happening. And I would understand more of the space, more of the landscape, more of the beings who, for some reason, we're Mickey Mouse. Don't ask me. But the funny thing about the experience is it's very short. It hits you very strong, very dysphoric, and it's over as quick as it hits you. And I felt in that experience that I was unlocking all these doors in my psyche. And when I come back, I was like, well, what does that mean? What do these experiences mean? What's happening? And I'm just kind of just, all this stuff's happening that I couldn't understand. And once you unlock those doors and you don't understand them, reality, consensual reality that we're all existing in right now, starts to get a little weird. So by the time that study's over, I'm totally obsessed. I'm just like, what's happening? You know, they wanted me, they wanted to keep me, but I'm still coming back down to this body and this time stream. And so read everything I possibly could, and set up a lab, you know, your standard home drug lab. You know, it's in your shower. You got your, you know, you got your vessels, you got your heaters, and you know, and salvia is totally illegal, so you can't arrest me. You know, so I'd sit there, I'd have piles of notes. You know, I'm taking notes, writing about experiences, You know, Salvinorin A is a really weird compound. It's not, I've done a lot of psychedelics. Love them. And Salvinorin A is actually, it's a terpene. So it's like it's an aromatic. So it's a really weird compound. If you isolate it and swallow it, you won't get a drug effect. And it's usually smoked, but that's why it's so quickly. And it comes from Mexico. And the traditional people who use it, the Mazatecs, they chew the leaves fresh. But you got to chew a lot of leaves. Like, you don't want to actually chew that many leaves. So I'm sitting there in my lab, you know, doing this, and I have an idea. Okay, how does this work? What does this do? Is this the right thing? If I add this, I use this admixture, you know, that style. So one day, I have a tear in my arm. Like, it hurts. It's bad. I was hammering. I was building a room in my building, overworking, you know, drinking 10 cups of coffee a day, forgetting to drink water, forgetting to eat. And I just tore the muscle in my arm. So I'm like, you know what? Let's see. I'm going to take salvia. I think this is a good mix. I'll take this. I'll go down into my sensory deprivation tank. And I'm just going to go into this and see what's up. Take it, go into my sensory deprivation tank. It's a, you know, light-proof, soundproof chamber. You're floating on salt water. You're kind of just in the void. And it starts coming on. Now my right arm here starts to swirl, you know, starts to swirl. This vortex happens. And all these little beans come out, and they're dressed in Revolutionary War outfits. And they start disassembling all the nerves and the muscles and tendons, and they're doing this. And then I'm like, oh, wait, these guys, these are my ancestors. And they're like, yeah, of course. Yeah, here we are. And then I start to see this sort of, you know, ancestral line of you know, my DNA or whatever, right? And this is great-great-great-parents, great-great-grandparents, you know, grandparents. And I'm not only seeing them, I'm seeing sort of this oscillation of behavior patterns that would kind of like how each generation would kind of flip on each other. And it's just these two forces that are in opposition, yet they're somehow getting closer and closer together. And when it came to my grandparents and then my parents, I was a little bit more aware of my time stream. And in that space, as I saw my parents and myself, the energy shifted over from my arm to a central channel of myself. And I went, like a memory, it's kind of hard to say, it's kind of like deja vu, it's kind of sort of like an olfactory trigger memory kind of deal. And I went back to a very traumatic event of my childhood. And in that space, you know, I was experiencing it. Life is complicated. Relationships are complicated. My parents especially so. There was alcoholism and, you know, mental and emotional abuse. And the one experience that I re-experienced in that state was a very traumatic event which broke apart our family unit at that time. And it was violence. There was violence there. And my reaction at the time was to completely go comatose, just dropped out of my body for hours and hours at a time. And when I had that realization, I started to feel my body back in the sensory deprivation tank. And I could see, you know, in that experience, I really came and saw how deep my wound was at my core from that experience and how I sort of was repeating sort of behavior patterns in my relationships that was in some ways trying to heal that wound. And the tank was also a mirror, and my experience with psychedelics was also a mirror to heal that, to bring it back together, to make those one, and no longer separate. So I felt a very, very calm sense of peace, a very, like, part of my soul was returned to myself. And at that moment, sort of, you know, this shape started oscillating in front of me, and it got closer and closer and closer, and that shape became forms, and then it became audible. And, you know, I don't know if it's a mantra, but it's sort of a phrase that was happening. And I think about it a lot, and the medicine will mirror the madness. The medicine will mirror the madness.